The Alienist by Caleb Carr. Prior to the 20th century, persons suffering from mental illness were thought to be alienated, not only from the rest of society, but from their own true natures. Those experts who studied mental pathologies were therefore known as alienists. January 8th, 1919. Theodore is in the ground. The words as I write them make as little sense as did the sight of his coffin descending into a patch of sandy soil near Sagamore Hill, the place he loved more than any other on earth. As I stood there this afternoon, in the cold January wind that blew off Long Island Sound, I thought to myself, of course it's a joke. Of course he'll burst the lid open, blind us all with that ridiculous grin, and split our ears with that high-pitched bark of laughter. Then he'll exclaim that there's work to do, action to get, as he called it. And we'll all be marshaled to the task of protecting some obscure species of newt from the ravages of a predatory industrial giant. I was not alone in such fantasies. Everyone at the funeral expected something of the kind. It was plain on their faces. All reports indicate that most of the country and much of the world feel the same way. The notion of Theodore Roosevelt being gone is that. Unacceptable. I dined with Laszlo Kreitzler at Delmonico's last night. Kreitzler. He didn't want to attend the funeral, though Edith Roosevelt would have liked him to.